says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many.
We're not catching too many catfish here right now. I have to break through the ice on the Red River. And we are up here in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, host of the Trump Phenomenon, here on November 22nd, 2017. And thank you very much for joining us. I'm going on solo right now. Here's a note from Paul Fromm. Can't come on tonight. And he's tied up here just before Thanksgiving. And wishing, of course, a great Thanksgiving to all of you. We'll have a good show tonight here. Maybe you can call in and help me out at 800-313-9443. Plenty of good news and good cheer here to spread before we cut into our 12-pound turkey and eat our made-from-scratch pumpkin pie tomorrow. Let's see, where shall I start? Oh, let's start with a really very good story. We played a little of the audio yesterday of Donald Trump on what they're calling now a gaggle, sort of an informal press conference, impromptu. At the gaggle, as you could hear Marine One's rotor revving up on the lawn of the White House with Melania and Barron Trump in the background, as Donald Trump supported Roy Moore. And here's how Breitbart headlines that today. They recognize that as a huge story that it is. They say the nuclear option. Trump proves himself a fearless warrior, sticking with Moore. I like that. And he says, here's the text of the article. Let's see here. I'll go over here to so many good articles. Let's see if we find the right one. Oh, that's a good one there. At some point, every warrior eventually runs out of arrows. His armor wears thin, yet grows heavier still. He must lay down his weary helmeted head for rest. Even Coriolanus was forced to retreat at the behest of his mother. And I guess the reference there is to the Roman general Coriolanus, well, who was besieging Rome in the 6th century B.C. So check on that in a moment. But in the 500s, like 524 B.C., was besieging Rome, and his mother, Coriolanus's mother, and his family implored him to retreat and end the battle, and he did. But not so Donald Trump. And the Coriolanus Shakespeare, one of his plays, is based on the story of Coriolanus. Not so Donald Trump. Not a weary drop of blood pumps through the man's veins. He wears his thick armor light as skin. His bottomless quiver is never empty. Who's writing this? I like it. Charles Hurt is the poet here on Breitbart. Fearlessly, President Trump sauntered away from his wife and son into the presence of his enemies. There it is. There they are on the lawn with Marine One whirling away. As casually as Clint Eastwood dispatching a horse thief, Mr. Trump laid waste to the media's carefully choreographed plot to wrest the U.S. Senate away from Republicans and somehow smear the president with an accused child molester? Would the president throw in with Judge Moore and defend a man accused of molesting a 14-year-old girl he picked up cruising the halls of family court? Would the president place politics above honor and try some wink and a nod? Would Mr. Trump give in and torch Judge Moore so thoroughly as to ensure that Democrats get one seat closer to controlling the Senate after next month's Alabama election? And then here's a quote. Here's Donald Trump. What did he say? I can tell you one thing for sure. We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat, Jones, Mr. Trump said calmly, referring to Judge Moore's Democratic opponent, Doug Jones. I've looked at his record. It's terrible on crime. It's terrible on the border. It's terrible on the military. I can tell you for a fact, we do not need somebody that's going to be bad on crime, bad on borders, bad with the military, bad for the Second Amendment, unquote. But wait, writes Charles Hurt, this is a scandal. The jackals were trying to trick Mr. Trump into getting all hung up on the salacious scandal. He missed the banana peel. Instead, he responded by talking about issues. Damned issues. That's what I'm reading. That's not me interjecting. Damned issues. Not only that, Mr. Trump responded by talking about issues Alabama voters care most about. The outrage. Note how Mr. Trump did not endorse Judge Moore. He simply refused to endorse Democrat Doug Jones. Because Doug Jones is terrible on crime, the border, the military, and the Second Amendment. Sputtering and stammering, the hyenas take another run at their prey. Is Roy Moore a child molester? It's all too beautiful, folks. I love you, Charles Hurt, the way he writes this up. And if you could have heard them, I don't think my audio last night was, you know, clear enough, but it was. It was a gaggle of hyenas there. You could hear them. As they, you know, sputtered and stammered, as he says. They took another run at their prey. Is Roy Moore a child molester? Well, he denies it, said Mr. Trump, his glamorous family standing behind him, untouched by all the slime, magazine ready against the autumnal leaves. I think Charles Hurt has read Coriolanus. He says it didn't happen, Mr. Trump continued, his overcoat flapping carelessly in the wind like a cowboy's duster. You know, you have to listen to him also. Asked again from another direction, the president responded with a classically Trumpian line where he has but one point to sell you. So he wraps it up in a way that it actually looks like he has 3 points. Let me tell you, Roy Moore denies, Mr. Trump said. That's all I can say. He denies it. And by the way, he totally denies it. Oh, back to Charles Hurt. Who knows what happens? Maybe Roy Moore loses. Maybe he wins and Republicans kick him out of the Senate and replace him with a less toxic conservative. The one thing that won't fly these days is for Democrats to score political points by claiming Mr. Trump is turning a blind eye on a child molester just because he happens to be a Republican. In this day, this storm, this environment, Democrats are too busy furiously defending themselves for 25 years of sticking up for a rapist and intern molester, all because he happened to be a Democrat. And of course, they're sticking up for lots of rapists and intern molesters. Which one? You know, when Charles Hurt puts it that way, I don't know which one of the many score he's talking about. Is it Al Franken? You know, which one? Is it Harvey Weinstein? Is it Anthony Weiner? I don't know which one. I don't know which one he's talking about. It doesn't really matter. There's so many. Anyway, I love that. And I'll have to go. I'll have to get my Shakespeare out and go back and reread Coriolanus, which would have been written, you know, sometime after 1600, like 1603, 1605. And I think he's probably, there's probably a direct line in there from Coriolanus. Something I just read, I'll bet you, was straight out of the play. By the man who many, I think the consensus is, the greatest writer who ever walked the face of the earth, William Shakespeare. Let's see, our call-in number, if you want to get in on the merriment here at the Globe Theater, is 800-313-9443. I think I'll go up and get my Shakespeare during the break here coming up. 800-313-9443. And I'm having a little bit of Shakespeare lore even. Shakespeare's wife, let me just see if I can find this here. You know, one of the things a point to the show, I like all of us to, I'm hoping we'll all, start acting like the family that we are, and politically and socially and everything else. It's amazing. There's a, Frank Salter wrote a book on genetic interests. And he makes the point in that book as a scientist that we are people, we're all very closely related, much more closely than we think. And here I'll make a little kind of a reference to that right here. Susanna Shakespeare is the wife of my 10th great-grandfather. And who is Susanna Shakespeare? That's William Shakespeare's daughter, Susanna. She married my 10th great-grandfather and is not my grandmother because she was his second wife. I'm descended from the first wife, but that's a close relation there. But that sort of thing, that's illustrating how closely related we all are. Let's come up with another good story here. That's my favorite of the last 24 hours, Donald Trump sticking up for Roy Moore. And Looking at, I'm going across Breitbart here. Al Franken's story. He will not resign despite allegations. I love it. By the way, when guys like Al Franken, I could say guys like Hillary Clinton. I think that's fair to say, isn't it? When a guy like Hillary Clinton won't shut up and won't retire from the battlefield, I love it. The longer that these guys can stay out there slinging their baloney, the better it is for us. The more they act up, the more violence the left creates. For instance, this sort of thing actually causes people to wake up. So go for it, Al and Hillary. And let's see here. Oh, here's good news. Let's stick with Roy Moore for a bit. Breitbart reports exclusive. That means they got the story first. Another Alabama poll, Judge Roy Moore leads Democrat Doug Jones by 6 points again. I like that. Let's read. A second Alabama special Senate election poll has Judge Roy Moore, the GOP nominee for the U.S. Senate, up 6 points over radical leftist Democrat Doug Jones ahead of the December 12 election. Breitbart News has learned exclusively. And here's a letter. I guess this is an exclusive letter they got. And the summary. Let's see here. Let me go back to the text. I don't know if I can read this whole letter. Well, it's Moore at 43% leads Jones, who lags at 37%. By 6 points in a survey conducted between November 18th and November 21st. So this all includes the repercussions of the scandal that they're trying to create. This is by Atlantic Media and Research. The poll memo, provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its public release by Atlantic's Rick Shaftan. Well, this is nice. Breitbart is so highly regarded by this polling company that they sent a memo summarizing the poll and detailing it also exclusively to Breitbart. It is the second poll in as many days to come out showing Moore with a 6-point lead over Jones, as a survey out on Tuesday by WT&S Consulting also showed Moore leading Jones by 6 points. This is great news. Let's see here. The poll was based on calls made by live operators to both landlines and cell phones, 43% cell phones, something that increases accuracy. Also, this poll was weighted for a worst-case scenario for Moore, where young and black voters turn out at historically high levels, something that would help Jones, and found that Moore still leads Jones in that worst-case scenario. Republican Roy Moore, now quoting from the memo from the polling company, Republican Roy Moore holds a 43-40 lead over Democrat Doug Jones under a worst-case weighting scenario where younger voters turn out at a level equal to that in the 2014 general election, Shaftan wrote. Moore led 43-37 in the raw data. That's the 6-point without weighting. Both candidates have high negatives. Roy Moore has a favorable rating of 31% and an unfavorable of 39%. Jones has a net negative with 32, favorable, 35, unfavorable. So they're about the same in that regard. So this is a very, what would you say, a very divided electorate. That's what we saw with Trump. That's, I guess, what we're going to be seeing now for a long time, maybe for as long as and some of us are around, is a very divided America. Shaftan adds, though, that Jones has hardly any pathway to victory. He is boxed off with a much worse position than Moore with just a few weeks until Election Day, that's December 12th, since no voter blocks seem to be trending his way. The pollster says these numbers are a bigger problem for Jones than Moore. He gets into some detail here that might be a little too much for the radio right now. I don't want to read you all these numbers. They mean a lot to pollsters, though. He makes the point that people with a mixed opinion are essentially favorable to Moore. Many voters continue to look at Moore with an open mind. That's good for him. There is very little room for Jones to grow outside of his Democratic Party base because, and here's the beautiful news, because few conservative voters are abandoning Moore in this very conservative state. So they're with our president, who's taking the nuclear option. I'm in. I'm in with Moore. Bring it on. Jones's support for full-term abortion, something he has tried unsuccessfully to hide, kills him in Alabama. Boy, keep the metaphor right there. Jones gets a full-term abortion on his full-term abortion stand. Those that don't like Jones, the unfavorables, 37% of them mention his pro-abortion position. 33% dislike that he's a Democrat or liberal. 7% don't like the fact that he's running a smear campaign against Moore. Now, here's a good one. I like this. The false, I say false, sex stories against Moore are hurting him less than the important issue, Jones's abortion position. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks. And during the break here, my daughter found our complete Shakespeare in Coriolanus. The principal personage among the dramatis personae is Caius Marcius, who was named Coriolanus, was his nickname later. I might get a chance to, I'll look for a few lines in there that maybe Charles Hirt borrowed. We had a great story going before the break here, and let me see, what is it? Oh, that great poll. Let me find it. Let's see here. Yes, here it is. Now, this is great news, folks. You would think, okay, you might say to yourself, all this propaganda, false sex allegations against Roy Moore, it's really hurting him with women in Alabama. You might say that. Guess what? It's not. Wow. Way to go. Way to go, European American women of Alabama. Way to go. Here's what it says. And I think what's got this going the right direction? I think the word has gotten out after that incredible rally of women for Roy Moore on the steps of the state capitol in Montgomery, led by Kayla Moore herself, his wife, and actually led by the women themselves. They brought Kayla Moore there but women from all over Alabama and even outside of Alabama, very distinguished women, really told their fellow women in Alabama, this man is an officer and a gentleman, and I've known him, some said, for 50 years. I rode the school bus in elementary school. I rode the school bus with him, and never an inappropriate moment. Any of them, not one of them, never, nothing, zero. How many Democrat senators and congressmen can say that about themselves? But here's the good data. Here it is. This is the pollster summarizing his data. There is no gender gap in this race with Moore, who was up by 3 with both men and women. Now, where does Doug Moore get all his votes? Those identified on the voter file as African-American are voting 74-9 for Doug Jones. Whoa, think about that percentage, folks. 74-9. And, of course, Alabama has a big black population. Moore wins with all the others. Now, get this. The non-black population of Alabama, 54-26. That's better than 2-1. Wait. Yeah. That's better than 2-1. Jones leads with all voters. Is there an age gap? There is a difference between those who are old and those who are younger. Those under 65, well, that's a pretty high cutoff. Jones leads 41-40 with voters under 65. While Moore holds a solid 48-33 lead among those 65 and over. That's something to chew on there, isn't it? Think about that. 48-33. I mean, it's a huge difference in how those 65 and older view Roy Moore and this race versus those not exactly younger people, but everybody, all the young people, and then all the way up to 64. Jones leads narrowly 41-40. Let's see here. The pollster writes that undecided voters are low-hanging fruit for Moore in the coming days, as 57% of undecided voters are conservative or libertarian, more than the rest of the electorate as a whole. So these are people to whom he could make a good case and have good results. As the pollster concludes, this race is Moore's to win. And barring a miracle for the Democrats, oh my gosh, this is what the pollster says. They stand zero chance of seeing Doug Jones elected to the U.S. Senate. The pollster writes, the worst of the storm is over. So maybe they mistimed their false charges against Roy Moore. Maybe they should have launched their false charges, you know, maybe next week. Because the pollster says the worst of the storm is over, and Moore holds a lead that at worst case scenario is 3 points. He retains a strong following. And even many of those concerned about the scandal are voting for him anyway. Jones's leftist agenda, including his strong and passionate advocacy for late-term abortions, and it's not just late-term, folks, he is for abortions at birth. Partial birth abortions, 9 months, has defined him as a radical extremist out of touch with Alabama voters. And we might say out of touch with all patriot voters everywhere. Once Thanksgiving and the Iron Bowl are out of the way, Alabamians will begin focusing on this race with scandal allegations fading in the rearview mirror. Well, we're going to fade into the rearview mirror for a moment with a break. Good chance for you to call in at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. Stand up and say so.
We're back, folks.
I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We've got a caller in New Jersey. Paul? Paul, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, sir?
I just want to make a few points about late-term abortions.
Sure.
Because I remember hearing about this years ago, and then I did some research in it. And I found that, actually, when you think about late-term abortions, the vast, vast majority are used on the severely deformed and unviable infants that are pretty much doomed outside the womb. You know, there's this condition called hydrocephaly, right, where the fluid in the brain builds up.
Yes.
And it makes the child's brain, damaged, so the child's going to be mentally retarded. But B, it makes the child's skull very huge.
Okay. Now, Paul,
and so that's and by the way, there's about 3,500 incidences of those a year.
Well, now, the issue on late-term abortion is that the pro-abortion crowd, you know, that's the Boy, going back as far as I started doing this back in 1974, I think, I was doing a tour for the John Birch Society, going to schools, and I hardly knew what I was doing. But it's amazing how things have changed. The school district in Kansas City, Missouri, was okay with me visiting middle schools and high schools, and we called them junior highs then, and talking about abortion. And the thing that, you know, where does life begin? The pro-abortion crowd has a big problem here, because no matter how mature the baby is in the mother, you know, the heart's beating, the baby has fingernails, the baby is sucking its thumb. You know, obviously the heart's beating. The heart starts beating very, very soon. So Paul. And that is one of the things I used was audiovisual stuff. And I would show pictures, you know, of babies in the womb at the terms, you know, at the times that pro-abortion people were finding perfectly okay. And it was really persuasive to those young people to see, you know, that's a baby. That's a heart that's beating. That baby is sucking its thumb. And so the late term, what you're mentioning there, people, the tragedy of people that are born in horrible conditions, you know, that's, there's no way to undo or change or, you know, that. But that's not what abortion is about. Abortion is about perfectly, well, hang on, Paul. You're kind of making a straw man argument that, well, okay, someone that's born with their spine outside of their body or their brain outside of their body, okay, obviously that person can't live. I mean, that goes without saying. But the, you know, isn't going to be able to live, okay, might take a couple breaths and then expire. But the point is that the people who favor abortion, they are talking about perfectly healthy, perfectly beautiful babies that are put to death. And that is happening. That does happen. This guy running against Roy Moore, he is in favor of that, that there's no time limit on abortions. And that's the issue here.
Well, since you seem like you're an anti-abortionist, now you're basically saying what pro-abortionists think. I'm a pro-choicer myself. And I'm a white nationalist, and I am for several reasons. But one of the things we have to remember is, you know, if you outlaw abortion, that means you are going to outlaw abortions for the severely retarded and the handicapped and others, and then you're going to foist them on parents who would prefer to maybe let that child die.
Okay, well,
and then move on and try to have a healthy child later. And so you're going to force them to basically, and the state, by the way, to fund an inviable child. And it might live for years with great medical expense.
Well,
and
okay, so,
immorality of the pro-lifers, foisting the retarded and the unhealthy upon parents who would choose to give birth to a healthy child.
Let me give you a counter argument. Shame on me for not having the numbers ready at hand here in my mind. But since abortion has been widely legalized, I forget the number, but the millions of perfectly healthy babies that have been killed is a very high number. It's such a high number you know, we're killing our own population.
Part of the reason why many liberals advocated, too, like in the case of Justice Ruth Ginsburg and even Howard Stern, is to abort the black urban population. And if you think of it, I mean, they disproportionately have a higher abortion rate than whites do. And because of that, that has made a lot of our streets actually safer. And have ultimately reduced crime too, and that's reasons again of pro-choice pro-choicers. they basically want to reduce the black population, which, by the way, they're no friend of ours. So,
hey, Paul.
Know, so it's, okay, it's our all right. ethnic interest.
With all due respect, okay, I think you're off on a cloud there in your conceptualization of what abortion is all about. May I ask you about how old you are? Just what age area are you?
I'm 58.
58. Okay, you're close to me. I'm 69. And, you know, for the longest time, America, Europe, for centuries, abortion wasn't legal. And we didn't have a population of, you know, all sorts of retarded or deformed or hopeless people. And, you know, no, we had a beautiful population, and the people were quite proud and happy to have large families, 6, 8, 10 children. The growth in our population in the 19th century, explosive, wonderful growth. I'm very much into ancestry. And, you know, when I go back to research my own family tree, you know, my ancestors and yours, you know, commonly had 8 children. And the, you know, a number of things were different. Contraception was very different then. The pill did not exist, most importantly. But also abortion was viewed as murder. It was viewed as utterly illegal, and people didn't do it. And
actually, yeah, I would beg to differ on part of that. And also, remember, there were things called orphanages, because what people would do is they would abandon their unwanted infants. And that's why in Italian you have names like Esposito or Infante.
Okay. But you're reaching. Okay,
they're the descendants of, let me continue, those are the descendants of the unwanted children who were basically left out and exposed. And this was a common practice in Europe in the mid-ages. So there, even though there might not be abortion, there was child abandonment, and there were orphanages to deal with the many unwanted children. And that should be factored in, too. There were other instances,
Paul.
And we should remember a lot of this was a response to the need for more children because of infant mortality, right? If you think of it, the 1700s, and even Jefferson, right. I believe, had something like 7 or 8 children, and 5 of them died at youth and in their infancy.
Okay.
So, I mean, in a sense, with the modern health care, more infants survive. So,
okay. Well, Paul, here, thank you for your point of view. And I would just, if I may, I would characterize your point of view as reaching. Okay, you're looking for things that I think are straws, whereas I believe my argument is about real little babies, real breathing, wonderful little babies that, unfortunately, sadly, by brainwashing that's going on, young girls and women and who should be mothers. Have been told this is an okay procedure, it's no big deal, it's just a procedure, and they go on to take the life of their, you know, 3-month, 4-month old baby that's perfectly wonderful baby. And this is,
oh, please.
This is, no, it's not, oh, please, it's, oh my God, you just killed somebody, a beautiful child.
No, please, come on, are you telling me you see somebody walking down the street that is a 2-month-old fetus? I mean, come on, you got to remember, most of these abortions, the infant is about the infant, fetus. It's about the size of a quarter, a little bigger than a quarter, right? They're very small. They're undeveloped.
I think you're back.
It's
almost,
and this is the problem
okay,
I
but,
have.
All right, all right, Paul. All right, I don't want to turn this into a pro-abortion, anti-abortion show tonight, okay? I think you expressed your point of view and let the audience decide. But that's, I'm just expressing my thought here that, one of the casualties of the abortion epidemic, caused by its legalization is, I think, a loss of respect and love for life and for our own kind. We could go on and on. But, Paul, thank you for, you know, expressing your point of view. And, you know, back in the days, back in 1974, I used to debate this. And, someday we may debate it again. But thanks, Paul, for calling. Let's take another call here. Pat in Fort Worth, you're on the air.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving. But I wanted to say that my husband had a motel with a, I think, about a 35-foot reader board, okay? And back in the day when we really fought abortion like we should, I put on there near Christmas, near Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, I put, it was right where people come to town. It was a vacation place. And I put on there, China has no uncles, aunts, brothers, cousins, nephews, nieces. And I put a sad Christmas, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
A sad Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And Pat, of course, we still are very much fighting abortion. And the thing that we're, go ahead, continue your thought.
Well, I know that, but, you know, even China's giving up. They're letting them have another baby. Because if they have one and they have a bus full of them or a plane full of 60 killed, there goes whoever's really going to take care of them. Their only hope, the male.
Yeah. And, you know, let me come at this from another point of view that I know you'll agree with. And we've got another caller, BC, in the Poconos. Hang on, BC. We'll be right with you. How about viewing it this way? Who can question? The most beautiful thing that happens to any of us in our lives is the birth of a child. There's nothing like it. It's the greatest thing that you can do. It's the greatest thing that can happen. And even if you don't have a child, helping somebody else have a child, it's why we're here. I mean, if you have to ask, what's the number one reason that we're here, any of us breathing at all, what's the point? Well, the point is that there be a future generation. That's why we're here. And when you fulfill that mission, when a girl becomes a mother, and when an immature boy becomes a father, you know, the change for the better that does in the hearts of those two people, the great gift, not just the little baby that's born as a great gift, and the more the better, but also the change that occurs in mom and dad, and everybody who's ever had the experience can say, I listened to Jared Taylor giving an interview the other day, and he said, you know, I used to look at children, I go, where's the off switch on that little noise machine? And then I had my first child, and he said, I was totally transformed, you know, and now I don't, you know, other people, my children, other people's children, I have just such a feeling of love for them, and I am changed completely as a man. I think that's the story there. I think, I don't know, Pat, what's your thought?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think most people are just scared, and if they knew how many people out there are willing to help them. And Jay Sekulow is talking about how the pro-abortionists are trying to force the pro-life clinics to tell the people that come in there that they have a right. In fact, California's done it, a right to have an abortion. And where they are, where they can get an abortion. That's so crazy.
Yes,
but
and Donald Trump.
I remember a picture on the internet that stuck in my mind. It said, would you rather have a pet or a child? You know, so then it shows a little kid, or two of them maybe, and they took white paint and they painted the couch, the floor, the wall. I don't know how long it took them. Anyway, and the next scene was or a pet, and the pet had, I guess, been left home, and he had torn up everything in the living room, ripped up the couch, and I said, oh, well, with a child, he grows up and you have grandchildren, but a pet, he only lasts about 8 years, 12.
Well, Pat, thank you very much, and thank you for, you know, your work in the cause. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to BC in the Poconos. What's on your mind, BC?
Well, everything you say is right, and it's good. But I'm not pro-abortion, but I am for the woman's right. And if you're a Christian, I want you to understand this. Jesus was the equivalent of a high priest among the Essenes. They were the purest in the eyes of God. In their text, it states that the soul and spirit enters the body upon the first breath and leaves upon the last, not some time before and not some time later.
Well, the little baby, that little baby's breathing.
That little baby in the womb, yeah. And now it's a worm. When it takes the first breath, that's when the soul enters. And when you think about
understand
the children in your family.
Okay. All right, BC, well, I disagree with you profoundly. But thank you for your point of view, and we will be back right after this break, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And the We just got a point of view there from BC in the Poconos, and I would answer his point. He said, you know, he's for choice for the mother and so on. And you know, even way back in 1974, when I don't know how young I was then, but I was 28, I guess. It was easy to point out, oh, the child, no choice. What's the child's choice? We know the child's choice and it is breathing inside the mother's womb. It is taking in oxygen. Its heart is pumping. It's the child's choice. It's the child's life we're talking about, not the mother's. It's the mother's inconvenience. If she doesn't want to be pregnant, well, she is pregnant. I think that was her choice. And then she is inconvenience. You know, that's not for the child. It's the child's life, and the child gets to choose life. But now, talking about the beauty, just the beauty of having children and so on, I came late to it. I'm like Jared Taylor. I don't know when he became a father, but I think it was late. I've known him before he was a father and after. And I love what he said about, you know, he exactly portrays it. And I just found out this. I do lots of ancestry research. I think I'm a cousin of Jared Taylor's, actually. I'm sure I am. But I found out that one of my families in the past is the Kerrs. If I can get that Scottish roll to the R, the Kerrs. K-E-R-R, we would say Kerr, that my 12th great-grandfather is Sir Andrew, the 7th Lord Kerr van Cessford of Roxburghshire, Scotland, who died, by the way, in 1526 at the Battle of Mulrose. But he's my 12th great-grandfather, died there at the Battle of Mulrose. All that fighting, oh, shame on ye Scots. Too much fighting, lads. We did a lot of killing of each other. And but the family, the reason I mention it is the family crest of the Kerrs, the clan Kerr, which is a Borders clan in Scotland. This town of Kelso is right in the middle of the Borders. And that's my family gave the name to that town. The family motto of the Kerrs is, let me try to remember it here. I just learned it, so I'm just now remembering it. It is, what is our family motto? It is, here it is. I'm looking at the, here it is. I'll give it to you. Let's see, right after the break. Oh, we're going to run out of time. It's Sero Sed Serio, which means late, but in earnest. And so that's sort of the story of tonight. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back with more good news from the Trump phenomenon tomorrow night. See you then. Oh, sorry. Happy Thanksgiving.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.